This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is urging all Americans to avoid crowds and eating out as part of a bid to fight an expected surge of coronavirus cases. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The sweeping guidelines call for older Americans and school kids to stay home and for everybody to avoid groups of more than 10.
If everyone makes this change or these critical changes and sacrifices now, we will rally together as one nation and we will defeat the virus.
At a White House news conference, President Trump struck his most somber tone yet about the pandemic and when it might subside.
They think August could be July. Could be longer than that.
Far less optimistic than his earlier claims that it would go away within weeks. Shortly before the Dow closed down nearly 3,000 points, the president acknowledged for the first time that the virus may send the economy into a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
7 million Californians living in and around San Francisco are now being ordered to shelter in place. It's the most draconian step taken so far to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The order affects six counties in Northern California. And in addition, all stores and businesses will be shuttered except for such essential places as supermarkets and drugstores. The lockdown will remain in place through April 7th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told the Iraqi Prime Minister Abdel Abdul Mahdi Monday that those responsible for a deadly attack on a military base last week must be held accountable. Two American service members and a British medic were killed when Iraqi base Camp Taji came under a rocket attack last Wednesday. At least 14 others were injured. This is VOA News.